Robbie, how much does it mean to you to be competing in a city that presumably means a lot to you, given your history of coming back to train here?
Yeah, it's fantastic to kind of have more and more events hosted by the city and in the city, and really starting to feel part of this city. And you know, I've been welcomed here since the day I moved here 6-7 years ago now, and yeah, I can't see myself leaving anytime soon either.
And there seems to be, well, there is a real passion for athletics in this city. I mean, it's 25 years this one, and they're all sold out going back over the years. So I wonder why it is Birmingham's got such an affinity for athletics.
I think they're a really passionate crowd that come to watch the athletics, knowledgeable, and you know, all the athletes do love competing at these venues. Because the crowd's good, the athletes come with a better mindset to, you know, do their best at these meets, and it's kind of just a really nice cycle of good crowds, good athletes, and you know, even when I speak to my foreign competitors, they love coming to this city to compete.
In terms of your own form and where you are, having narrowly missed out on a medal at Rio, what are the goals now?
You don't want to come fourth place ever again in your life. So, yeah, the aim is just to train harder than, you know, ever before. I'm back to 100% full fitness now, probably have been for the last coming up to a year, and using that to kind of leap forward into, you know, probably the last 4 years of my career realistically, and try and win as many medals as possible.
Was that fourth place, it must have been heartbreaking at the time, but are you using it as a motivation now?
Yeah, the first thing I did when I walked off the field and getting fourth place was, I want 4 more years now, and I really want not to come fourth place again. So, yeah, it's a nice motivation. You know, it's confirmation that you're still good enough to be in the mix with the best in the world, and, you know you're always capable of more, and, you know, it's left me in a really healthy place.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned about the Birmingham and Athletics connection. There's a lot of meets coming up, the Diamond Leagues here. Of course, I presume you'll be involved in that, and the trials, and, of course, February.
Yeah.
So in terms, and also you got London, I presume you got your big focus on London as well. I mean, I presume that is one of your big goals.
Yeah, so I think I couldn't kick the season off this year with the Müller Indoor Grand Prix, and just come out there with a bang, you know, put on a good show for everybody, and it just keeps rolling. I think we've got the team trials at Alexander Stadium, then the Diamond League in the summer, and then into next year, the World Championships. So, yeah, it's just really exciting year.
When you come here and you compete in this arena, and it's always sold out, as I mentioned, the atmosphere must be fantastic, and it feels like the crowd's almost on your shoulders at the moment. Is that a boost to you?
Yeah, it's a great venue to be in. You know, you're wrapped around. My run-up starts next to the audience. You can hear people breathing when it's gone quiet. It's that exciting, and you know, you do come here and perform well. It's a really exciting place to be, and it's a great place to jump as well.